I am pleased to be joined by Corbin Morris and Maura Whalen, and also pleased to have had the opportunity to work and collaborate with both of them. And I do think that they might have actually drafted the title and the description of this panel, which is quite witty. I enjoy the modern foundations are funders and doers, and I think that is the only real introduction we need for this panel. But I will give you a couple of tidbits. Corbin is a senior associate general counsel at the Walton Family Foundation and Walton Enterprises, where he advises on all manner of legal compliance and governance matters impacting exempt organizations and philanthropic operations. One thing I did not know about Corbin until I reviewed this is that he has a BA in linguistics, which explains the really fiery conversations we've had about serial commas. So, catch him for that later. And Maura is kind of a jack of all trades within the tax exempt sector, I'd say, representing tax exempt organizations, high net worth individuals, family offices, major corporations, and novel philanthropic structures in carrying out their philanthropic endeavors. And both Corbin and Maura are very thoughtful and practical practitioners and advisors. And I look forward to hearing what they have to say.
Great. Thanks, Megan. Happy to be here. Thanks for having us, and thanks for Carrie and Caroline on their great DAF presentation. I'm glad we don't have to cover that today, which you'll see we skip right over. As Megan mentioned, we did not come up with the title. The title was given to us, but the pithy description was a self-creation. But we're here to focus on the tools that foundations have, you know, beyond the grant, right? So what are the things that we have at our disposal to support the strategies that our program teams want to pursue in the modern foundation, as it were? And these include a bit of a hodgepodge here, and there are others, but direct charitable activities, funding intermediaries, and recoverable grants, and we've switched the order a little bit here, as you'll see. And so, why is this important? And I think from where I sit at least, this is important because our program teams really do want to be doers, and they want to be in the work in a different way than I think the sort of conception of foundations has been over time, and certainly how a lot of the rules were written in terms of the distinction between being a grant maker and being an operating charity or working charity, as it were. Our program teams come from NGOs, they come from the public sector, they come from the private sector. They have this diverse array of experience that really, I think, encourages them to be actively engaged in the development of projects in a way that goes beyond the grant. And they do this for a lot of reasons, right? To help build capacity and resilience in their grantees and in our funding communities, to share out what they know, to share out that knowledge, and increasingly to operate sort of active charitable operations. Certainly private museums are a good example of that. So with that, I'm going to turn it over. I keep going the wrong way. Turn it over to Mar to kick us off.
Great. Thanks. So I'm going to start by talking about direct charitable activities, which is one way to really be a doer. So private foundations can further their charitable purposes either directly or indirectly, and grant making in general is an indirect means of furthering your charitable purposes. So a private foundation furthers its charitable purpose by funding the activities that are directly carried out by another organization. I'm a private foundation. I'm focused on science and the public interest. Corbin is an academic and research institution, and he actually does science work. I make a grant to Corbin to fund the science. Corbin does the science, and we've both sort of furthered science, but I have just done the paying. And private non-operating foundations are generally going to further their charitable purposes mostly through grant making, but they can also carry out, and many do carry out, direct charitable activities, which are activities that are directly conducted by the foundation and are a direct means of furthering charitable purposes. So to further build on my bad example, I'm still a private foundation, I'm still focused on science, and I see the way science is conducted at this academic and research institution, and I think they gotta do teaching and they have to do government grants and a bunch of other stuff, and I could build a fancy lab and hire away all of the scientists and we could just do science here.